pussy nigga was zam. I got a click full of gorillas and none of them niggas rap. It's gonna be a murder scene if one of them niggas snap. Your head going in your lap. I'm a soldier till I'm over, I'm real, ain't no pretender. Creep up on you like Kobe and be ass up with venom. Chicken tender ass nigga.
You pussy,
a waste of time. I hear you say you a dog, but bitch, come face a line.
You niggas know what it is.
Don't make me roll where you live, I hit your hoe with.
Welcome back to the Dez NBA Sports Talk Show. Monday morning, man. Week 8 is in the books. Golly. Another day in the NFL. Another weekend of sports. Another Warriors loss. A Lakers win. Clippers lose to the Suns.
Yes, sir.
Joe Girardi gets the Philadelphia Phillies job over Dusty Baker and everybody else. Yankees fire Stoudemire, their pitching coach.
Larry Frost, Rothschild.
Rothschild. Well, I say Stoudemire because Stoudemire used to be the pitching coach way back in the day. They fired Rothschild. San Diego hired somebody we don't even know. Who was at the Mets? Who else is the Mets talking about?
I ain't seen that.
The Brewers bench coach or like, man, it's, I don't know what baseball's doing, man. We're refurbishing these guys again. The carousel continues. Man, yesterday. First and foremost, Drew Brees come back.
And he missed a beat, did he?
Didn't miss a beat. Did he have a thumb injury? Was he just resting? Oh, load management? Is that what he was doing?
Probably something like that.
Golly, I thought the Saints were struggling. I honestly thought they were struggling with Drew Brees coming out, messing up the time and everything else, but he did not do that. He did not disappoint. Drew Brees came back, had over 300 yards, looked good. Everybody went to Oregon first. They say Michael Thomas ate up Patrick Peterson. What's your opinion on that?
Michael Thomas eat up anybody 5 to 10 yards.
Ah, there you go. I try to tell them guys, man, listen.
5 to 10 yards, he'll eat up anybody.
He ain't no world beater. He can't run by nobody. He can't stretch the field.
6'3".
The man had 11 catches, 112 yards yesterday. So they let me know that basically he caught slants in zone coverage. I didn't watch the game.
Nah, I
went back and watched the highlights. I
watched
the highlights, the full game club highlights and all that stuff.
He's a 5 to 10 yard guy. He's not gonna break no 50 yard play.
Man, they sitting there, man, Michael Thomas 8, so and so 8, Patrick. No, he didn't. Now if he had 11 catches.
You can live with that though.
If you had 11 catches, 198 yards like Mike Evans did?
No, but if he was catching a bunch of touchdowns with that, that'd be different.
Now here's the thing with Michael Thomas. I be talking about him and people be thinking I be hating on him. I don't.
Nah, he don't have as many touchdowns. You know that. He don't have as many touchdowns as the mother receiver.
But here's the thing, the crazy thing about their offense, and I don't want the Saints to even figure it out because I don't like the Saints, but in the red zone, Michael Thomas is a monster.
That's where he's dangerous at.
Because if he in the red zone and you throw him 2 slants, you in there.
Yeah. He's dangerous.
You really can't stop the slant. You can't stop that.
You really can't, especially nowadays.
The way they call the game?
Yeah, nowadays that they ain't got to worry about that safety no more.
Man, you can't call. You can't.
You can run slants all day long.
You can't stop the slant, but the big thing is if he catches the slant and he's going straight to the ground, mm-hmm. it's almost like having ineffective yards until you get in the red zone because everything counts in the red zone. Mm-hmm. But the thing about him in the red zone is you can start taking chances then. Because you know he can't run, blow by you, none of that stuff. He's a physical guy, don't get me wrong, but mm-hmm. Man, the dude, I asked somebody at work the other day. I said, if you had an opportunity, not the other day, it was just yesterday. I said, if you had an opportunity to take A.B., Julio Jones, Odell, Mike Evans, or Michael Thomas, and you was building a franchise, and you had to pick two of those guys, which two do you pick? Julio, A.B., Odell, Mike Evans, Michael Thomas. Which two guys do you take?
I'm taking Odell and A.B.
Why?
Because they're more explosive than any of them.
They can do everything?
They can do it all.
You can stick them out there to return a punt?
Yeah.
You can line them up over here? You can just, whatever you need to do for them, right?
I'll take them two.
Yeah. All right, so them two you take. You say Odell and A.B. That leaves you Michael Thomas. That leaves you Julio Jones and Mike Evans. Now you got three of those. Take away A.B., take away Odell. Who's the two guys you take?
I take Julio over any of them.
I
take Julio.
Julio first and foremost.
First and foremost. Like, that right. Ain't even a quarter. I didn't even realize you had put Julio in.
But in that group right there, the only debate you would have if it came down to it, splitting hairs, would be Michael Thomas and Mike Evans, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and they're the same.
They're pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And I actually prefer Mike Evans a little bit better than Mike Thomas.
I don't know about that.
The reason I say that is because Mike Evans makes more down the field plays. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, because he really, that's all they.
They both not fast.
They use him for deep threats.
Yeah, they both not dynamic like that, but Mike Evans knows how to catch a deep ball, period. And he does. Look at his day yesterday, man. Just had a this crazy day yesterday.
Yeah, but they ain't win, though.
They didn't.
They should have.
They should have. Now, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm a Titans fan, but we got a gift yesterday, man. One, we came out, we was up 17, and then for whatever reason, our defense didn't play well down the stretch. Jameis actually played a good ball game in between those two turnovers.
I watched y'all game to make sure I look. Y'all defense is not. Why do you think y'all defense is good?
Man, yesterday.
You keep saying that y'all defense is so good, but I don't see it.
But we're fifth in the league across the board, run and pass.
Who cares about that? All that numbers stuff.
How's it not good?
It don't matter. All them numbers and stuff. We used to be number one in the league in defense. And number one against the run and 32nd against the pass.
But we good in both.
Nah, you ain't.
Yes, we are, man.
Your record don't say
it. The record does not. That's what
I'm saying. 4-4 record with a great defense?
Man, with a sorry offense.
Come on, man.
Sorry offense, man.
Sour team.
Sour offense. But we are moving the chains. We are actually getting some third down, so we have a chance to win ball games, man. Tannehill has reached his ceiling. He ain't going to do nothing else. We not going to have him get better week to week. He's maxed out what he's doing. These 2 wins he gave us is
probably
all we're going to get out of it. I'm going to be honest with you. But we ran a fake punt yesterday. Did you see our punter get blew up?
Yeah,
no, it wasn't a fake punt. It was a fake field goal. The holder,
I saw.
He got lit. But B.A.
And it was a fumble.
How did the NFL miss that call? How do they do that?
Because they don't. That's all they do.
How do they miss? This man got lit, fumble, clear recovery, dude goes in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. One, they don't get the fumble. They blow it dead. Didn't review it. Why? Why did they review that?
Because they suck.
Why? What is Bruce saying? Why did he review that?
I don't know. Listen, it was a turnover downs anyway. They blew it dead, so the review wasn't going to help. What that was going to help? They had already blew the play dead.
So, no matter, there it is right there. We're just talking about. No matter what.
Yeah, the play was already dead. They blew it dead. Once you blow it dead, it's over. Because it was a turnover down.
Even if they, because they gave him the ball anyway, right?
Right, you're getting the ball.
The whistle killed the whole thing.
Whistle killed.
Man. Yeah. That's I hate that for
him. I mean,
no, I don't. The Titans got a win out of it, but that's just jacked up, man. That is jacked up. But I was a little shocked, you know. I had to go back, and I didn't go back and replay because I watched the game live. I didn't watch the highlights or the replay breakdown of that game. Bruce Arians actually went to bat for Jameis Winston yesterday. You see that? He said that Jameis didn't throw one bad ball yesterday. They got picked off. He said his receivers screwed him over. One of those receivers was Mike Evans. He says the receivers let him down yesterday.
You know, because he takes pride in building up a quarterback, you know. Man got hit so hard, dog. Oh, Lord, he got hit.
That's the best play that rookie linebacker's made all year. That's the wrong Devin right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't mean that. He may hope he has a great long career, makes a ton of money, but Devin Bush in Pittsburgh is it's a monster.
Yeah, he's
well. Golly, that dude's a monster. But, yeah, we got to win, and the AFC South is the only division in football to where every team in a division is on winning streak. The only division in football.
Oh, yeah?
Only division in football. Bet you didn't know that, did you?
Nah, I don't care. I don't even care. And ain't now one of them teams going nowhere.
Man, week 9 is coming up, and now finally the Washington Redskins make Trent Williams available. Trying to get the trade, deadline today.
Yeah.
They put him out there. Just come across my phone just now.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Now, somebody, man, Houston been wanting that man. Houston would have took him instead of going to get old boy.
I know.
But now he available now. So what think the team going to do? Somebody going to go get him or somebody they going to just nah, wait him out or lowball him?
Ain't enough time.
It's too quick to make a big move like that for him, man.
Yeah.
Because he's going to require a first hand.
And he's going to want a new contract.
Yeah.
So
first and foremost, a contract.
The new contract. But they don't have no problem with that. But it's just, there ain't enough, really. I just don't seem like it's enough time unless they've been talking. Unless somebody been calling, trying to
in the back, trying to backroom a deal.
Yeah.
Cause you can't. That's hard to put that kind of deal together with a couple hours left in
the thing. That's what I'm saying. I don't see it.
So yeah, I said in my little recap of yesterday that I said the Broncos will probably be benching Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco is benched this morning. Says he's suffering from neck issue. Brandon Allen will start. Three Allen starting in the NFL. Kyle Allen, Brandon Allen, Josh Allen. Leonard Williams gets traded to the Giants from the Jets. It's kind of crazy, man.
Yeah. Went from bad to worse.
That's weird, man. It's like, one, how do you trade with your cross in-town rival that you share a stadium with?
Don't matter.
You traded. He ain't got to go nowhere. He ain't got to move. You know that?
Right. I know.
He ain't got to move.
He ain't got to move.
He's playing in the same stadium. Mm-hmm. Don't even have to move. So they got what they get?
Third and a fifth.
A third this year and a fifth next year.
Yeah.
Kenyon Drake leads the Dolphins to the Cardinals. He didn't even upgrade on teams. Well, I guess he did. The Cardinals are better than the Dolphins. Future-wise, but not this year, because they're not going to make no kind of noise.
Right.
J.J. Watt is out again.
Bad, man.
$100 million guy and Patrick. And,
but they didn't want to play Kline.
Kline is gone. So that was my recap on them. I said, now they don't have J.J. Watt or Kline. They two best defensive players.
Yeah, but why do they pay Watt and then don't want to even consider paying Kline, though?
I have no clue, man.
I just don't understand.
I don't know. What it's like, it wasn't even a battle about numbers. It's like they just did not want to pay him, period.
They didn't feel like he was worthy of a contract.
I don't understand. That seems like a little bit personal, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Nagy defends his decision not to get the ball closer or try to score a touchdown and kick the field goal, miss the field goal. What's your thought on that?
Terrible.
Should have tried to run a few plays.
Yeah,
47 seconds?
Yeah, you had them second.
Just going to take them all the way down and kick it?
Supposed to kick it to where it's an extra point.
Supposed to kick it where you almost don't even have to.
Look at it. Yeah. Like an extra point.
Exactly. Old school extra point, not the new ones.
Yeah.
The ones from 2 yard line extra points.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that, man. Just get into these games, man. The game that I wanted moved was the last night's game, which ended up being a really good game. The Chiefs and the Packers. You watched the baseball game?
I watched both at the same time. And the Lakers.
So that game ended up being a pretty good game, but I wanted to move because I wanted to watch the 49ers and the Carolina Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
49ers destroyed the Panthers, man.
Yeah. Bosa is the true fan.
Are you high on Bosa? I ain't watched him enough, man.
Man, that boy good, man.
I knew he was tough coming out. I knew he was tough, but.
Yeah, but he better than Joe. He better than Joe Bosa. Man, had 3 sacks and an interception.
But is that not how Joey played when Joey first came in?
Joe Bosa, first year, he held out the whole half of the year. Then we hurt the other half. This ain't nothing.
Nick Bosa tough.
Nick Bosa better, man.
Yeah, he tough, man.
Yeah.
He tough. How your boy White playing this year? Is he holding up still?
TJ White?
Yeah.
Yeah, he been doing good. You'll see him tonight.
So, Nick, man, yeah, I can watch him prime time tonight. Actually, there's no I just thought about it, though. Well, yeah, because I'm going to be flipping back and forth. I know I'm going to watch I want to see how the young, little scrappy, I want to see how Lonzo going to play today because they got a chance to just knock off Steph them again.
What?
Steph them play in New Orleans tonight.
Okay.
So I want to see how Lonzo them play against them because they supposed to beat them.
I don't know about that.
Lonzo them supposed to beat Steph them, man.
I don't know about that.
That's why I want to watch. That's why I want to see that game. I want to watch the game, for real.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're supposed to beat Golden State.
Why they
ain't? Golden State, sorry, but nah, I ain't say they that sorry.
Golden State got 3 players, man.
Yeah, but who cares? I tell you, you got...
D'Angelo Russell, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, they got 3 players.
What, you couldn't even name none of that bench?
They got 3 players, man. They got 3 players. And then today, really, yesterday made me really realize, well, last night, because I was anticipating watching Lonzo them play against Steph then, because the advantage is you got Lonzo, Steph out front, then you got, what's his name? Leather guard, Holiday?
Russ?
No.
For who?
New Orleans.
You got Lonzo.
Holiday, right?
Yeah, Drew Holiday.
Strong jumper. So I'm thinking, like, they, right there, man, Russell and Steph can't do nothing with them two right there.
Yeah.
Defensively, Lonzo real good defensively. Then you got Holiday, who's real physical. So Steph and Russell, Man, they finna get mauled out of New Orleans, man.
Yeah, but I don't know, man.
Yeah, they finna get mauled.
Them still the world champs and stuff.
No, they 2 years removed from that. Yeah. They finna get mauled. I'm calling it right now. Golden State's gonna get mauled in New Orleans tonight, man. Mm-hmm. Mauled.
I ain't buying that.
I'm telling you, man. Just look at that guard matchup.
I ain't drinking that juice.
They finna get mauled in New Orleans. We're gonna reconvene on that one. But anyway, man, let's run down through these games. Football yesterday was kind of, I don't know, it was a so-so day in football yesterday, man.
Yeah, I watched.
Seahawks go out there and start blasting the
Falcons.
Almost blew that game. Because actually the Falcons had an opportunity to win the game, or tie it up at least, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So Seahawks win by 7. Russell Wilson was playing like an MVP earlier in the year.
As of late.
So-so.
They done let Aaron Rodgers jump back up.
Aaron Rodgers has jumped all the way back up there, man.
They had him buried.
Wait, no, you try to kill him off. You just sunk. You don't like Aaron Rodgers.
No, I like Aaron
Rodgers. No. Aaron Rodgers is a shell of him for himself. He's a shell.
No, but when he played bad at first, I mean, what it was, that offense, he wasn't comfortable in the offense yet. I think he's starting to get a little comfortable in that offense.
Well, here's the thing. He got a really good coach. You know where he come from?
Well.
Tennessee Titans offense coordinator last 3 years. Wow. He got a really good coach. And I don't even know why it was even a question that LaFleur was even worried about Aaron Rodgers audible checking down or changing the play. You got it. That's Aaron Rodgers, man.
Nah, they was making them. That was a media hype. Ain't nobody.
Why was it in the media, though?
Because that's what they do. Make stories.
Why they had to speak on it? Aaron Rodgers speak on it? He had to speak on it?
Make stories.
So, yeah, I thought that was crazy, but yeah, he's definitely checking down and doing his thing now. But the throws he made last night, man, I know you saw the highlights.
Yeah. One throw,
luck or just?
One throw was luck. He even said.
Okay. Because he said, I tried to throw it to so-and-so. Maybe the guy behind both of them looked like it. Both of those throws
looked
like
it. That was the same throw Russell Wilson made on the sideline like week one and week two, man. Threw to the back.
Nah, that was about 2 weeks ago when he threw that ball to the back of the end zone. Back like on, there. Like he caught it.
Yeah, like the throw Big Ben made in the Super Bowl.
I'm gonna go on a limb and say, Russell Wilson was throwing the ball away.
But that's the same thing we thought when San Antonio Holmes caught that.
No, he didn't. But they called that play. They ran the exact same play.
Yeah, but what I'm saying,
the play before,
the defenders thought he was throwing it away.
And that's why they kind of slow up.
That's why they didn't spot it. They were like, oh, yeah, we're not gonna tip it up.
Yeah.
So that's, but he was throwing it to a spot.
And they actually said that. DRC them actually said that they said that they were like they didn't want to tip the ball up to risk it getting caught.
Caught, yeah.
He threw it for a touchdown.
But
they ran the exact same play. They just flipped the play.
Yeah.
So the play before that, Big Ben missed it.
Right. No, Santonio dropped.
Missed the ball.
He dropped the pad right in his hand.
You're right.
Dropped it.
And so he came back to Big Ben and they ran the play the other way.
Yeah.
And Big Ben dropped it in there, man. He dropped a dime.
Super
Bowl winner.
Yeah.
Super Bowl winner. Because Larry Fitzgerald played his ass off in that Super Bowl.
Yeah, they played good enough to win that Super Bowl.
That two plays. That throw to Ben. Think about it. That touchdown counted. That touchdown was big. And then James Harrison. I think we talked about this how many times. James Harrison.
That play for half. That was like the best play I ever seen in football history. Like,
crazy.
In all of my days of watching football, that's the most exciting play that I've ever seen.
That was a monster play, man. It was everything. Stiff arm, jumping over, blocking, long run, big guys getting out. It was
like, I don't think nobody else could have scored right there either. And he played running back in high school. So the running back of him came out, then.
It did, man.
You've seen it,
then. That ball knew what to do with it.
Knew exactly what to do with.
Instead of going out of bounds, instead of being a big man and say, I'm just going to get me a good run over on somebody and be done with it. No, this man hurt on somebody.
He act like a running back.
Yeah, he tried to move that ball.
Yeah, man. That play there is like something I'll never see again, probably.
Man, look at that catch.
Who was that?
Wow. That's Ridley.
That's Ridley.
Yeah.
That look good with that. Here it comes.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Aaron Rodgers just scrambled. He wasn't even looking.
That ball couldn't even. He wasn't even gonna have any have a chance for Graham. And Graham 6'6".
Threw it to that back pocket.
He should have said, "Oh, I was throwing it to him the whole time." Cause now it is a luck throw. Yeah,
now this is a play right here, though, man.
We got them next week.
Ah, leave us a play.
Yeah, that's a good play.
Ooh, hey. Looking at Jacoby Brissett, guys, in case y'all didn't know. Because y'all don't know, because we're not live on TV. Anyway, man, it's moving on, man. The Eagles shocked the world. What happened to the Bills' defense? Josh Allen ain't giving them enough on offense. That's what I say.
The Eagle is what they is, a 500 team.
I ain't out. The Eagles are dysfunctional. I'm not saying that. But what happened to the Bills' defense is what I'm saying.
I mean, that's why I be – listen.
Look at that, man. Saquon Barkley. That's a monster.
And guess what they tried to – that's what they were arguing with me on online. Be talking about Saquon Barkley ain't a monster. Who said that?
What fool said that?
No, you know, in the chat, when I be online playing the game and stuff, these guys, we had the argument, we had the debate of, this is what I come in. I said that. I said, Leonard Fournette, for him to be where he is, he just ain't good enough. He's not good as he should be.
No.
You get what I'm saying? I just feel like, And then I was like, you see, like, when you draft a running back that high, he's supposed to be like Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
That's the way he's supposed to play. And then they brought up, well, he ain't got no team. I said, Saquon Barkley ain't got no team, but you see the flashes every time he play.
Leonard Fournette has way better of a team than Saquon Barkley does. And he's making way less noise than Saquon Barkley.
Right. It's like no comparison.
Yeah.
That one play let me know that
he got that dog in it.
Yeah, and he don't even
ain't no quit in it. No
he
matter
don't
what.
Even act, and he don't act like mild mannered. He don't keep up no fuss. It's like that dude is the truth, man. He's just the truth, man.
Yeah, he's a monster, man. He is a monster. And the thing about I like about him is he's actually a complete running back.
Complete.
I can get him to do. I can set him out wide.
He can't get him to do anything he wanted to.
He's a complete running back.
And that's the flash that we're supposed to see with Leonard Fournette. But yeah. It seems like every year he getting more average and more average.
Leonard Fournette doesn't block well.
He don't catch well.
He don't catch. No, he just don't catch. Not catch well. He don't catch. That's why old boy players like those guys got a job because they got to play. They got to come in on third down. Third and long, they got to come in. What is Leonard Fournette going to do in the game? If you don't pick up the pass rush correctly and you can't catch the ball, you can't play on third down in the NFL.
That's a two down back.
There it is.
Yeah, you're right.
You got to have your Edgerrin James back there. A guy that you can put in there, get the short yardage. He can swing out, do it all. That's another guy I think should be in the Hall of Fame that gets overlooked. Edgerrin James.
I thought he
was. No. He's not in there yet.
Nah, he ain't in there yet.
Edgerrin James is a Hall of Famer.
He going to get there.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he did everything.
You don't see backs like that. No, man.
Yeah,
Saquon.
He'll get there.
But yeah. The Falcons. What are we doing?
Finna be a top five. That's what they're doing.
They're 1-7.
I can't believe it, man. The coach ain't got no scrutiny behind him. The owner keep backing him up.
Somebody going to get Julio there? Does Julio want to go anywhere? Is he comfortable making all that money just staying in Atlanta? Because that's a good hell of a life.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that's what he wants.
Defense, atrocious. How the coach is still coaching, baffles me. I don't understand it. No clue. Your boy Orlando Scandrick went on TV and just dogged the Eagles out.
Yeah.
He bounced back and won.
Yeah.
So?
Nah, they just an average team to me.
They are.
They vary. And then soon as like we get our hopes up.
I picked them to win.
Soon as we get our hopes up and say, oh, yeah, they going to beat the Cowboys, they let us down.
Every time.
Because they ain't that team. They ain't really the type of team that can beat a Dallas Cowboys. But they can beat the mediocre teams.
Cause they mediocre.
Yeah, they're a good mediocre team.
Yeah.
And I definitely don't like Wentz though.
Don't like who?
Wentz. I don't like Carson Wentz. Yeah. He overrated, man.
I am with you on that, and that's why I say Carson Wentz has not done. I don't care what y'all say. Carson Wentz hasn't done half of what Dak Prescott's done.
Right.
And Dak Prescott ate out of contract.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I ain't done half. Dak didn't want to play out. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. Carson Wentz wasn't even the best quarterback on his roster.
Right.
Chargers get a win. Chargers ain't gonna do nothing.
Chargers.
12-4 last year. I picked them to win.
I told you they were going.
Oh, man, I picked them to win the West, man. They're not. They are trash.
Bears is trash too. Bears done fell off.
Bears literally need a QB, period.
Nah,
Bears got receivers.
Bears need a kicker.
Oh,
they can't seem to get the man, kicking right.
Half the league need a kicker, but nobody needs a kicker worse than the Bears or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Right. Yeah, they can't get it right, man.
Those two organizations are plagued by bad kickers, man. Your boy Dan Jones had a day yesterday.
Yeah, I know. You were saying that trying to be funny.
What?
Because you already know I believe in him.
Man,
I say he good, though. You don't want to give him nothing, though.
He had a day yesterday, but here's my thing.
But, no, ain't no here's no thing. That man is a rookie, and he good. And he been good. When I first saw him in preseason, he was good. I said he gonna be a good quarterback. You can see certain people that's gonna like Dak. I saw it. Even though I ain't saying Dak a superstar, but you know he'll be able to sustain a team and be a good quarterback for 10 to 12, 15 years. You just can see that in a player.
Man, listen, man.
And that Jones dude, my guy, he got an upside to be a superstar though. Man, I ain't gonna crown him, but
nah, you crowned him because you.
No, he's right. I just been waiting on him to have one of these type games so you can be like.
So that's why you texted me talking about what about Joe?
Yeah.
So, man, the man threw the ball 41 times. Look at the stats. 28-41, 322 yards, 4 passing touchdowns, got sacked 3 times. Saquon Barkley only got it 19 times. That's my problem.
Ah, man, Saquon, listen, man. When they get everything.
But Saquon also, to those same people that are talking to you in the chat room about Saquon not being a beast, yeah, he catch for 79 yards, left team and all.
He gonna get it, man. He's one of them guys. The more touches, the more problems you gonna have. You get what I'm saying? Whether it's running or passing.
Gotcha. Matt Stafford had a day yesterday too, man.
Matt Stafford, you know he's solid. Everybody know he's solid. He just ain't.
You gotta knock him off the mark. He can't do nothing off the mark. Yeah. That's his fault. Like, I think in order to win, even with the Tom Brady situation, Tom Brady is probably the slowest, if not the slowest, NFL player in the league. But Tom Brady, you can't. He still knows how to manipulate that pocket when you knock him off the mark. He's good enough to make an athletic play when you knock him off the mark. Some guys get to move on their feet and they just can't do nothing. Mm. And Matt Stafford is one of those guys.
Phillip Rivers is that guy.
Phillip Rivers is one of those guys.
That once he get out, it's over.
Sam Darnold, 3 picks yesterday. What up against good defense?
But he's still up in the air, though. He's just like.
And he ain't want to keep giving this dude.
No.
You keep giving him string. Why?
Now, because he played some good teams. Listen, man, I just remember when Big Ben was a rookie.
Man, I ain't going to do this today. We're not talking about Big Ben, rookie season.
I'm
he threw the ball 14 times a game.
No, what I'm saying, quarterbacks is going to be. Listen, a young quarterback is a roller coaster ride. Roller coasters don't stay what? They don't stay flat. What do roller coasters do? Up and down and round and round. That's what the quarterback, a young quarterback is.
And they make your stomach feel funny when they're going down.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's all you're going to get.
Should Melvin Gordon be traded?
Yeah, I think so.
To who, though?
Now, that's the question. But
I can't see a trade.
If I'm the Chargers, I'm trading.
To who, though?
Get something for him. I know I don't want to spend.
Who going
to
give something up for Melvin Gordon right now at this point in time in the season?
Nobody, maybe. Chiefs?
No.
They got McCoy.
And then O'Moore came back yesterday. Had a touchdown last night.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be like a playoff contender, though. What?
Who? Patriots don't need no running backs. Saints don't need no running backs. They got two. Cowboys don't need no running backs. They got two. Green Bay Packers don't need no running backs. They got two. Who else?
Buffalo Bills. Who they got? They got somebody good in young.
They got rid of McCoy.
Yeah, but, you know, he didn't fit what they were doing, though.
So, I mean, maybe Buffalo. Who else is in contention? Baltimore don't need him. I mean, Tennessee don't need him. You know, we'll play our team, too. So, man, you know what, though? The Rams for you. But they ain't going to do it money-wise.
They can't pay him.
Yeah, they can't do it money-wise. 49ers don't need him. Panthers don't need him. Texans probably could use him.
Yeah, the Texans, I would need a running back.
I can't place him.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Steelers could use him.
I'll definitely take him.
Pittsburgh
but we ain't giving up no more picks.
And a team that definitely could use him, but they're not going nowhere. They've been needing a running back for the last 2-3 seasons. Tampa Bay Bucks need a running back. Mm-hmm. Bad. They had a running back since who?
They got Ronald Jones.
Man, Ronald, you like Ronald Jones, man? He's running hard this year. I will give it. He's helping. He's figured out he's running a little hard this year. But they ain't had a running back since Doug Martin.
But Doug Martin used to get hurt every year.
Yeah, then he got suspended. He's still in Oakland, right?
Nah, he probably out the league by now.
He ain't Oakland.
Okay, so he actually is still with a team.
Yeah. But your boy Daniel Jones had a good day yesterday. I'll give him that. Sam Darnold, you still want to make...
He stink.
No.
He stink.
No, you just saying that because of me.
But he really do stink, though.
You believe in it. I don't... What did you see?
No, I got to get a whole body of work, though. I think he... From last year to this year, he's not a bust.
He's not?
He's not a bust. That's what I'm saying.
Well, man, it's too early to call him a bust, isn't it?
Yeah, but... He just playing. He's a young quarterback.
Do the Jets have their quarterback?
Yeah, I believe they got their quarterback.
So the Jets got their franchise quarterback in Sam Darnold.
I say they got their franchise quarterback for the next 12 to 13 to 15 years.
In Sam Darnold.
In Sam Darnold.
I'm going to look at you in your eye and tell you this right here. Sam Darnold will not be the New York Jets starting quarterback by the end of next season. No, man, no. Not knocking you, Sam. Wish you have a long, productive career. You're making a ton of money. You're a first-round draft pick, yada, 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 all that good stuff. You can hold a clipboard for 15 years in the National Football League. They're going to give you that opportunity. But, man, you just not good for these Jets right now.
Man, I ain't buying that.
You're just not good for these Jets right now. Period, point blank.
Jets ain't good for the Jets right now.
Broncos won those two games. I thought they were going to do something. They beat us. They beat, you know, just.
Well, y'all stink.
Broncos.
They didn't do nothing about beating
man,
y'all.
Broncos are terrible, man. Oakland Raiders are close, man.
Dang.
They close.
Yeah, but they
close. They close.
No cigars.
Soon as they get old car out of there, get somebody else in there, they're going to be all right. They're going to be tough when they get to Vegas, man.
Oh, yeah.
He going to build them up. I believe in John Gruden, man. I swear I do. Baker Mayfield.
He gonna be alright.
This is another situation. He goes in that category with Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold. But they like these young guys for whatever reason.
I can't crown them, but I can't throw them under the bus. They still developing. That's all I'm saying.
So, still believe in Mayfield.
Yeah.
Still like Mayfield. Like the way he's playing.
Yeah, nah, he stink. He stink, but I think he's going to be all right.
So, if you're Cleveland.
I'll take him in Pittsburgh.
Okay, if you're Cleveland,
would
right
you take him in Tennessee right now?
Baker Mayfield?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then what is you talking about? Why would you take a lesser quarterback?
No, I didn't say that. He's better than what we have on our roster.
He better than Tannehill?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Come on.
We trash in the quarterback position.
Nah,
we trash.
Yeah, he not better than Tannehill.
We trash.
Man, stop.
We trash. Man. So, with that said, I don't like Baker Mayfield. I don't think he's going to be anything more than what he did that first year. Ever. 5'11", slow. Mm-hmm. Like your boy Kyle heard said today, he's inaccurate now. That was his strong point, being accurate. So if you're Cleveland Browns, are you happy with Baker Mayfield, Jarvis Landry, OBJ?
No, they're not happy with that.
You got all this. You got the money out there. 30 in Baker, 90 in Odell, 70 in Jarvis. Miles Garrett finna come up for a new deal. Do you blow that team up today?
Nah, they ain't gonna blow it up.
Do you make a trade today?
Nah.
You keep it intact?
Yeah, you got to.
You ride that ship?
You got to.
So you're not going to the playoffs? You ain't stepping the playoffs?
Oh, nah, that's over. Playoffs is over.
Nah, even thinking about it.
Over with.
Man, New England, man. Is New England gonna win the Super Bowl?
Nope.
Why?
They just not gonna win it.
Tell me why. Who's gonna get in their way? Nobody in the AFC.
Well, there's nobody in the AFC.
I'm saying nobody in the AFC.
Nobody in the NFC. Who's gonna mess with them?
Nobody. There's some teams in the NFC they can beat.
Like who?
San Francisco.
You sure about that?
Saints.
Well, yeah, you're right. Saints can beat them for sure.
Green Bay can beat them.
Yeah. They can be.
But the problem is, they're going to scar each other up in the playoffs. So it's like the NFC is the SEC this year. Man, there ain't nobody in the AFC.
Nah. Mahomes will be back. They'll challenge.
Defensively, they going to be able to do something?
Yeah, but it don't matter. They going to be able to roll on offense.
New England's going to cakewalk their way into the Super Bowl, man.
Yeah, they going.
They're going to cakewalk their way into the Super Bowl. Period, point blank. And it's Jimmy Garoppolo. Can he win a game? Can he win a game for him? A game that the defense... It's like the same thing with the 49ers and the Patriots. Mm-hmm. They actually play offense on defense. How good their defenses are playing. Mm-hmm. But can Jimmy Garoppolo win you a close game? And I'm going to sit right now today and say no.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's suspect. It's still up.
So check this out. If it comes down to this right here, if it's a game where you behind, you behind 10. You need to drive. You driving right now. You need to get this field goal, get a stop, get the ball back, go get another, go get seven. Mm-hmm. Can Jimmy G go do that with the pressure on?
I don't know. Yeah, it's still up in the air though.
We're gonna have to see, man. Washington Nationals don't even sniff a win. Don't even get close to a win in their home park. 3 games in a row.
They stink.
Win 2. Beat 2 of the most unbeatable pitchers you ever want to see in the playoffs at home in Houston. Then go home to Nationals Park in D.C. Fan base been waiting for this 8,500 years. Don't even sniff a win.
Hard, man. It's hard to buy a win in the playoffs, man.
Series over tomorrow night?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
I can't believe it. I can't believe you even said that. You said, man, I'm not even worried about them losing the first two.
Right.
God.
I ain't bothering.
Is this a testament to Houston being so good, or is this a choke job by Washington?
Nah, it's Houston being so good. I just know that team. Man, that team wasn't nothing the Dodgers could do to beat. They could go score in the top of the seventh. They come back top of the eighth. You know, that spotlight, man, they just focus a little more. And they always come out on top, man.
When you say this is the teams that kind of follow the mold that Houston did, Houston had Bo Porter as
manager. They tanked for about 2 years.
They had Bo Porter as the manager during the tank season. Gave them nothing, couldn't compete. I mean, they just were terrible. But they drafted, they built up the farm system.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. You can't draft. It's hard to draft good as they drafted.
Man, they built that farm system up. They made a trade. They did. They got it right. They built it up. Now they got their guys and the farm system behind them. Anytime somebody go down, they got one dude pull up. What's his name? The Alonzo, whatever his name is.
Alvarez.
Man, that dude hit 27 home runs.
Right.
Carrera played 75 games, hit 21, 20, 25, something like that.
Yeah. And really ain't been hitting this whole playoff.
Man, hit a bomb last night, but he ain't been hitting the playoffs. Mm-hmm. He only had like 3 hits, all of them home runs. Mm-hmm. Big home runs, though. Walk off, 2-run home last night.
Amen, I know.
Miami Dolphins, +14 at the Pittsburgh Steelers tonight. Monday Night Football.
Dolphins +14.
Dolphins plus 14.
There you go.
It's a play. Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
All day long.
I'm with you.
I do it 7 days a week and twice on Sundays.
I'm with you. 24-17 Pittsburgh. Yeah, Dolphins cup.
If we make it out of there.
24-17 Pittsburgh, Dolphins cup. But you know what I'm rooting for to happen in that game?
What?
Y'all get knocked out.
Yeah, I already know.
Y'all get knocked out. Simple as that. But Dolphins been playing hard the last few weeks.
They're a good team.
Oh, man, don't do that, man. Dolphins are terrible.
They're a good team.
Dolphins are terrible. But defensively, I just talked about it, they got to play y'all defense. You know what? I'm a bag out of that right there.
What?
I'm a bag out of it. You know why I'm a bag out of it? Because they're going against that good defense of y'all. I ain't going to give y'all a 24-17.
Oh, we got a good defense?
I'm going to go ahead and go 28. I'm going to go 28-14. I'm going to give Pittsburgh the cover. Yeah. Pittsburgh minus 14.
I'm tired of jinxes.
All right.
I'm taking Miami Dolphins. I'm taking a Pittsburgh Steelers 28. And the Miami Dolphins 24.
28-24. Man, I'm flip-flopping, man. No. Dolphins been playing hard, but Dolphins not going to play hard against that good defense y'all got. So I'm going to say 28-14 Pittsburgh.
That's
my 28-24. So B.A.'s taking the Dolphins. I'm taking Pittsburgh.
Right.
Usually when he do this, he only trying to just – he don't care about the talk part of it. He don't care about the rapping. He only care about the present. So he want his team to win so bad. And let me know he ain't got no confidence in his team because he trying to reverse psychology on his own team.
Would I be wrong for wanting my team to win?
No, but that's what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And you don't think the Dolphins are going to score 24 points tonight? Be honest.
I don't want them to.
So why you saying?
But I think they can.
On y'all defense?
Fitzmagic, man, on Monday night prime time, he hard to deal with.
Man, he trying to jinx Fitz now. He trying to get Fitzmagic put in the concussion protocol now.
Yeah.
OJ Howard trade potential, man. Go on, trade the man. You're not using him, Tampa Bay.
New England woman.
Nah, they gonna give him New England.
Yeah,
New England. Bruce Arians ain't gonna do that. He ain't gonna give him New England.
Right.
Them old times, them war wounds still there.
From when he was at the conference coordinator, whatever.
Yeah, he ain't gonna do that.
Yeah, you get Tom Brady that right there.
That dude's a monster, man. He waiting to break loose. Mm-hmm. He waiting to break loose. So game six will be the wrap. I think I picked that, didn't I? Astros in six. I wanted the Nationals to win.
No, you took the Nationals.
No, I said Astros in six, but I was rooting for the Nationals.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. NBA basketball, man. How you like? You like what you see from your Lakers?
Nah, not really.
Now, man, just the other day, you were just saying you like what you see.
I liked it that first game when we played the Clippers. Yeah, I liked it that.
Y'all didn't show up?
Yeah, we did. We played good the first half. We just didn't. I fell asleep on it.
Man, they say LeBron. I didn't watch the last game. They say your boy LeBron looked tired. I thought he looked in like pretty good shape to me when I watched the first game. Say he looked tired. What's wrong with that? What's up with that? Why everybody saying that?
He washed up.
Huh? Man, this dude here, he had a crybaby move today, man.
That's what everybody's trying to say.
What, he washed up?
Yeah, he washed up. He
looks like he's in really good shape.
I mean, not to everybody else.
He looks like he's in really good shape to me when I watched him.
He's playing defense, so.
So.
What they talking about? I don't know. Which one they watching?
I don't know. But your boy Trae Young from Hawks, man.
He's true.
Dude. God, I didn't believe him coming out. I honestly did.
I did.
I see it now. Little Steph Curry, eh?
Yes, sir.
Hey, they can get his shot. You can't stay in front of him. He can get his shot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he can get his shot. OKC got the Rockets tonight. OKC gonna beat the Rockets. Mm-hmm. Gonna beat them.
You ain't buying that Rockets juice, huh?
Gonna beat them Rockets.
Okay.
Chris Paul, for the ball tonight, man. Chris Paul and your boy, what's his name? Schroeder?
Yeah.
They gonna ball tonight, man. They are gonna ball.
So
Clippers play the Hornets, King got the Nuggets, Suns got the Jazz, Spurs got the Trailblazers, Bucks got the Cavs, Rockets got the Thunder, Pelicans got the Warriors, Raptors got the Magic. Hawks got the 76ers, Knicks got the Bulls. I mean, that used to be one of them games you just waited to watch, didn't it? Knicks Bulls.
Oh yeah, that would be a monster game.
Man, no more. Your boy RJ, man, put up some numbers the other night, man.
Yeah, he just looked good that game.
Knicks 0-3 though.
That's the thing. They stink too.
And the Pistons got the Pacers. So you said 28-24 Pittsburgh.
No. Yeah, Pittsburgh winning.
Yeah, 28-24 Pittsburgh, Dolphins covering. I say 28-14 Pittsburgh. With Pittsburgh with the cover. Monday Night Football. Game 6 tomorrow night, Tuesday night. We both got the Astros. This series gets wrapped up. Trade deadline today. As we close the show out, think anything crazy gonna happen with this trade deadline?
Nah.
You not looking for nobody to be moved or nothing?
Nah,
like that?
Not.
Look,
not
tic-tac,
no big,
look.
Yeah, not no big name.
Look, I ain't gonna buy the names. I hear you. Nothing special, huh?
Nothing special.
I like to see something big go on. I like to see Tennessee make a move, man.
For what?
For QB.
Oh, okay.
But who? Mm-hmm. Who could we go get?
I don't know.
Eli?
Yeah, Eli could work.
Man, you know what? The New York Giants are paying Eli Manning more money this year than he's made any year of his career.
Oh, yeah?
He's holding the clip more. That's dumb.
Yeah.
You could have traded Eli in the offseason. Could have traded him if you wanted to play him, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Daniel Jones experiment. Got to stick with Daniel Jones now. Eli making all this money and holding the clipboard. Hall of Fame quarterback, holding the clipboard. Mm-hmm. Man, ship that man out of town, let him ride out the sunset and go on somewhere else and just end his career, be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
Go on, make a little playoff push with somebody, get knocked off the playoffs and ride out to the sunset.
But it won't be y'all.
You holding this man there, paying him more money than you've ever paid him ever in his whole entire Hall of Fame career, and he holding the clipboard. And you're not better with Daniel Jones. Because some of them games that y'all lost with Daniel Jones, Eli would have had you up. Gave you a better opportunity to win.
Yeah, but he
period.
He learned.
And Eli healthy. He not even hurt.
But he learned from his mistakes.
Not even hurt, man. That's sad. New York football Giants. New York football Jets. Trash. Blow that whole stadium up. Move those two organizations. New York has bad sports right now. The Knicks are terrible. The Mets are the Mets, the Yankees, ain't been relevant since when?
Been a minute.
They've been in the playoffs, but that ain't the Yankees. Making the playoffs don't mean nothing to the Yankees, right? It's like the Patriots making the playoffs. It means nothing.
Means nothing if they ain't winning.
You gotta win it. Hockey's terrible. Football's terrible. Baseball's terrible. Man, everything's terrible in New York, man.
Yeah.
Everything. Kyrie Irving over there scoring 300 points a game, still losing for the Nets.
Boy, I got 7 sacks.
Who? Boston?
Nick Boston.
Yeah, he's a monster, man. He's a monster.
My niggas telling me kill it ain't a joke. If you know like I know, you better sit still. I'm creeping with a chopper, bitch, with a scope on the top of bitch. You chewing who you rockin' with, melted ass like some chocolate. You don't want no problems, bitch, shoot up shit. Come playing games, I'ma chop it like a screwed up click. Close casket.
Hey, King, cuz I ain't my plan with this nigga no more, cuz. It's like Shreveport music, nigga. This Cedar Grove shit, nigga.
It's really my city, we'll beat you till you can't get up. If we can't catch you, we grab weapons and shoot your shit up. A lot of these niggas steady talking like they on hills. To any nigga who thought yellow lost and may eat the dick up. We stream about action, pistol packing, hopping out.